Well, as we've got into the late 60s and the early 70s, when students became restless, and what was it, 69, when we had the strike and all that kind of thing, you know. I never saw such networking as when Kent State occurred. That happened in the college and university campuses. It was just like overnight that this all happened. And I happened to be acting dean that year. And it was hard. It was hard for the students. It was hard for everybody. We had long meetings, students and faculty, where we filled Galvin Hall, and where people would say, well, we should strike until the end of the war. We wouldn't even be here if we did that, you know. So that didn't happen. But we gave the faculty and the students the opportunity to do what they wished. Now that was a pretty big order. But the faculty met with their students and came to some kind of a consensus on whether they would come to regular classes, whether they would do their readings or whatever on their own. They have signed contracts to do this with each student, you know. So everybody was doing what she wanted.